The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
We are here again this morning to prove, to see, to test, to experience your faithfulness. Lift your hands to heaven. I don't know if you know this song. Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are worthy. Sing it like nobody else sing it.
But it's no one else like you.
Let me hear you sing.
Only you are holy.
Say, holy, you are worthy, Jesus.
Only you are holy.
Say, holy, you are wonderful, Jesus. Let me hear you sing.
Only you are wonderful.
Yes. Who is faithful ever through sin?
Who is faithful ever through?
All my life, Thank you, Father. I ask that your overwhelming presence becomes very tangible in this meeting from now. That everyone we come in contact and have a taste of what your presence feels like. In miracles, signs and wonders, convictions, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, supernatural occurrences and encounters. Let's have a beautiful morning. And let everybody here live here with needs met, joy restored, peace given, strength ministered, conviction birthed. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Do you have a voice? Let's try it again. Glory to God. Okay, that's mostly enough. Let's try again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look to your left and to your right and welcome your neighbor to this service this morning. Hallelujah. Of course, I always encourage you whenever you come into service, see if you can find out your neighbor's name. It will help so that by the time we start saying, turn to your neighbor, you will be sure you're not sitting beside a ghost. So find out the person's name right now. Do you already know the person's name? Hallelujah. Amen.
What are we doing this morning? Huh? Talk. What are we doing this morning? Come on, what is our topic this morning? School of the Miraculous. Who says miracle? School of the Miraculous. Are you ready for God's word this morning? You should be expecting that there will be an eruption somewhere in this meeting. Are you following me? Somewhere in this meeting, there's just going to be something that will erupt from your inside and from different angles in this meeting. We're going to see the mighty, mighty move of God. The purpose of this meeting throughout this month, you see, is not to work miracles, actually. There will be miracles, okay, but the purpose of this meeting is that by the time we are done, your hands must have been sharpened to work miracles. Are you following me? Your hands will have been sharpened. Your heart must have been strengthened in the miracle working power of God. Conviction must have risen in your heart. And you must have been able to see possibilities to the God life that you have inside of you. Are you following me? Possibilities in the God life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One of the things that will happen to you in this meeting is that for some of us, it's going to come on you afresh, and it's going to be strengthened again and again in your heart that God works miracles. Hallelujah. We know that God works miracles. But then, you know, one thing Satan tries to do at all times is to see if he can make you doubt divine facts. And one of those facts that Satan wants you to doubt is the miracle working power of God. Let me tell you this, the problem with that. If something happens around you, and then maybe it looks like God did not come through for you, it looks like, because actually God always comes through. Hallelujah. He comes through in ways you do not know, but he comes through all the time. But something happens in your life, and it looks like God did not come through for you. And well, you grow to believe that. Now see what is going to happen. What Satan is targeting is not what happened in the past. What Satan is targeting is the future. What he's trying to do is to make sure that even for future challenges, you've lost faith, you've lost strength, you've lost conviction in the miracle working power of God. And because you've lost that strength and conviction, when a future challenge arises, you cannot stand it. Are you following me? Are you following me? And that's why one of the things you must never do is to doubt the miracle working power of God. I came to announce to you this morning as a way of starting that miracles are the believer's normal. Miracles are the believer's normal. You know, most times we make miracles look like they are some strange things. You say, wow, a cripple is walking over there. And we're all like, are you serious? But the normal Christian life, you know, Watchman Nee wrote a book entitled The Normal Christian Life. And if I'm going to preach, if I'm going to write a book on that, or preach a message on that, I can tell you for free that one of the most normal, natural, ordinary things for a believer to do is to work miracles. Are you following me? Let me say it again. One of the normal, ordinary, common, simple thing for a believer to do is to work miracles. You see, we've gotten it wrong a bit in the church where we make miracles look like they are for some exclusive persons. So if they will see miracle, like, are you serious? A cripple is walking. And it looks like there are some strange things. One thing that God will have you know is that when it comes to miracles, they are not supposed to be strange to the believer. They are your normal. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning. Are you following me? They are your normal. In other words, it is normal for a believer to put hands on the sick and the sick will be healed. It's normal for a believer to talk and, you know, to speak to the rain and the rain will stop. It's normal for a believer to speak to the sun and the sun will stop. It's normal for a believer to talk to his bank account and it will increase. It's normal for a believer to touch the dead and he comes to life. It is normal. It is normal. You know, in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, Jesus was talking to the disciples before he left. He told them these signs, Mark 16, 17, these signs shall follow they that believe in my name. Amazingly, he didn't say these signs shall follow some pastors. He says these signs shall follow which people? Talk back to me. Which people? They that believe in my name. And what are the signs? He said, in my name they shall
So what is the first sign that follows the believer? Casting out of devils. So when you see a believer meet a mad person and speaks and the demon disappears, it's not supposed to be strange. He said, these signs shall follow they that believe.
Say, I believe. Come on, say, I believe. Say, I am a believer. I am not a doubter.
He said, these signs shall follow they that believe. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. So casting out of devils is just one of the simple things, one of the common things, one of the ordinary things that happen to the believer. The next part says, "I cast out devils." Say they shall speak with new tongues. So that's what I've kept telling you. Speaking in tongues is not a special thing for some special believers. No, it's not. Speaking in tongues is for every believer. Once you've put your faith in what Christ has done, Jesus said, "It is the sign that will follow you. It is a sign that will follow you. They shall speak with new tongues." Hallelujah. He said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. Are you getting the point? And that is me. Hallelujah. That is me. Hallelujah. Because I am a believer. So it is a normal thing. It is a normal thing. In other words, when God sees the believer drinking deadly things and it's not hurting him, God is not surprised. God is not like, wow. Did he just do that? God is like, oh, well, that's normal. You know how it is? It's just like when you see your child. You have a child, a 5-year-old child, a 7-year-old child, and you see the child talking. Or you see the child using his eyes. Are you going to be surprised? Are you serious? He's talking. 7 years, 8 years, it is normal for him to talk. Are you following me this morning? No. It's normal. It's normal. You need to realize that when we talk about miracles, people make it look like it's on pastors. You know, when I share some testimonies with you, say, well, that's for you, pastor. You are so anointed. It is the believer's normal to call short legs to grow and they will grow. It is the believer's normal to speak to poison and they will neutralize. It is your normal to arrest cancer and it will bow. It is the believer's normal. And until we come to this realization, Satan will keep hurting us. Satan will keep cheating us. Satan will keep deceiving us because we'll find ourselves treating as special what is meant to be our normal. So you see believers running after miracles. Running after, not even to perform them, to receive them. And that's very terrible. You know, in Acts chapter 19 verse 11, we read the story of what happened when Paul went to Ephesus. Bible said God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Special miracles. Look at verse 12. Look at the special miracles. The Bible says that from his body, you know, people, you need to see how normal miracles are. People read this verse. I'm going to say his body, they were taking handkerchiefs and aprons and they were brought to the sick. People read this and they organize mantle service. So I come and I'm sharing handkerchiefs, or I organize apron service and I'm sharing apron, because the Bible said that Paul's handkerchief was healing the sick. Well, that's not what the Bible said. That's not what the Bible said. Now, the Bible said that you need to the Bible said that from his body, handkerchiefs were taken and brought to the people who were sick. So it wasn't Paul that was sharing handkerchief. Are you following me? It was that there was so much miracles, and people would just listen. My brother is in England. He's not here. So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this handkerchief and touch Paul. I know what I'm talking about. See, wasn't Paul saying, I'm going to organize? And that's, you know what I'm saying is, this is where you see many believers. He wants to work a miracle. He brings mantle. He wants to pray for someone. He brings handkerchief that one pastor gave him. He wants to pray for someone. He brings olive oil or anointing oil, which we are the ones that called anointing oil. It's actually Goya oil. Say amen. He brings it and then he uses it. The problem is, he doesn't realize that he is more anointed than the bottle. Because the bottle is only special because an anointed man of God touched it. And you are equally anointed by the Holy Ghost. Are you following me, guys? Here he brings the bottle and he says, I'm going to rub it on you. You are rubbing oil. Now, what happened is, a man of God, some particles of, you know, let me tell you what, you know, if I, we might get to that this morning, you know. You see this handkerchief now. I can hold it up here and he said that nobody here can touch it. If you touch it, you will collapse. Let me tell you what happened. When you see me do that, what it simply means is, you know how magnet works. Have you seen a magnet before? When you put a magnet on an iron after some time, that iron will retain some abilities of that magnet. Are you getting me? So it can now magnet things a little. That's what we do when we handle handkerchief and handle Goya oil. The main thing is what is living inside of you. The believer in Christ is a miracle working person. He said from his body, aprons and handkerchiefs were brought and taken to the sick. You know, one of our people, that was a couple of years back, I did a meeting, Steered Up. Remember Steered Up? That was Zoe 218. And then she was testifying of how they, even the dad or the mom, somebody was sick in their house, and she thought of what to do. That's what I'm telling you, what happened in this verse. And she didn't know what to do. So she ran, went, brought the handbill, and said, my pastor's face on this picture. So I'm going to use this plier. As I place it on you, you're going to be fine. And it happened exactly as she said. Now, that doesn't mean that it has any power. What is happening is, it's just something from me. And these things are so normal for the believer. There are not things that one or two believers are meant to practice. There are things that every believer is supposed to have a part in. Every believer. You know, in Numbers 11 verse 26, Moses made a very powerful statement that God began to share, you know, began to talk to me about, you know, this last week. You know, he said, Bible said, there remain two of the men in the camp. And this is what the Lord wants to do in our midst. There remain two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad and the name of the other Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out onto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. So these guys stayed and were prophesying. And I see what happens next. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. So they went to report to Moses. Because all the while, we have always thought that miracles are special for some believers. So when they saw these guys prophesying, they ran to Moses and said, Moses, I want to report something. He said, what happened? People are prophesying in the camp. Are you following me? Now see what Joshua said in verse 28. This one Joshua was under training. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord, forbid them. He said, stop them. Stop them from prophesying. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the lost people were prophets, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them. Put up a NLT. He said, why are you trying to envy for my sake? Actually, what God actually wants is that all his people will be prophets. Look at this. He said, Moses replied, are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the lost were prophets, and that the Lord will put his Spirit upon all of them. That which Moses wished has been accomplished in the sense today. Are you following me? He said, I wish. So you know what Moses is saying? You think what God wants to do is showmanship. Where one man is working miracle and others are cheering him up. Actually, what we want is that all the lost people will be prophets. And we are there already. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said in Joel 2:28, he said, this sense, you know, he said, it shall come to pass in the last day that I shall pour my spirit upon how many people? How many people? What will happen when the spirit is poured? Talk. What will happen? Talk back to what will happen. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. In other words, it shall become a common thing to prophesy. It shall become a common thing to prophesy. He said, your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. He said, even upon the heavens, I will show signs. Glory to God. We are in the days of signs and wonders. We are in the days of signs and wonders. And these signs will happen by the hands of the believer. And so he said, this is what God wants to do. That all the Lord's people shall be prophets. So it's just like we are supposed to have a miracle service here. And before we come in here, a brother was outside praying for a sick person. And then the usher came to tell me that this brother prayed for sick people outside. Let us stop him. No. What God actually wants is that all his people will be prophets. In Luke chapter 9, verse 49, Jesus had this same encounter that Moses had. Luke 9, verse 49. The same encounter. Similar encounter. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followed not with us. We saw he was driving out devils, but he doesn't look too spiritual. He doesn't look like your followers. He's not one of us. His skirt is not as long as our own. He's not covering his hair like us or her hair like us. She's not covering her hair like us. That one, if you see her, if you see him, he doesn't look spiritual. He's not even carrying a Bible. His Bible is in his phone. If you see his hair, if you see her hair, how we've worn is too long. We stopped him because it doesn't look like what's like our miracle jim people.
I follow him this morning.
We stopped him. We forbade him. We saw him. He uses bleaching cream. So we stopped him. Hallelujah. If you see his beard, he looks like Osama bin Laden. So we say we're going to stop him. We have to stop him somehow. Because he's not working with us. He doesn't look like us. You cannot put God into your own box. Should I say it again? You cannot put God where? Into? Father, Pastor, we saw him. We saw him. His gene was ripped. His very ripped gene. So we said no. We will fight for the Lord. So we stopped him. Listen to me here. Miracles are the exclusive properties of the believer in Christ Jesus. And so once he's a believer in Christ, he's a partaker of it. Now, see what Jesus answered. Look at verse 50. I just said unto them, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Once he's professing my name, once he has put his faith in me, he's not against me, he is for me. I'd like you to see what God wants to do. He wants to bring the whole church. He wants to bring all his people into that realm, into that experience where we all can handle the miracle power of God, cast out devils. Are you following me, somebody? Cast out devils. He wants to rescue the church from a state of spectatorship where we are just watching and we are standing in amazement, where he brings us to that season where everybody can handle the power of God. And that's why we are running School of the Miraculous this month. Amen. Are you following me, church? That's why we're running School of Miraculous. Because actually, this one thing I've told about spiritual things is, spiritual things are thoughts. Have I told you that? Spiritual things are thoughts. You can teach spiritual things. You can teach spiritual things. You can teach spiritual things. If you don't teach them, it will not happen. Actually, miracles are normal to the believer, but you can teach him to walk in them. Just like walking, using your legs are normal to every child. But when a child is born, you have to guide the child to begin to use those legs. Are you following me, someone? So it is normal for you to raise the dead, but you have to learn how it works. Say, I'm a miracle man. That's what everybody say. I am a miracle man. Shout it again. I am a miracle man. I am a man of miracles. Yeah. Why are you a man of miracles? Simply, you're a believer. If I can only convince you this morning that God wants all of us to work miracles and that all of us can work miracles, I would have done a lot for you this morning. I would have done a lot for you this morning. I would have done a lot for you this morning. You need this teaching now or you will need it in the future. Glory to God. You see, I'll give you some basis for the miraculous. Why is it that we are so confident that miracles will be normal? I'll give you three basis for the miraculous and all that. Number one is the nature of God. Number one is the nature of God. Because of the nature and the character of God, it is normal for the believer to work miracles. What is the nature of God in this context? God is a miracle worker. God is a God that has nothing like impossibilities with him. You know, in Luke 1:37. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing. That is the character of God. And because that is the character of God, it will be normal that a man that serves a God or that is born of a father with whom nothing is impossible, it will be normal for that man to work miracles. And when the Bible says that with God, nothing shall be impossible, it actually means that with God, nothing is impossible. When he says with God is impossible, it means nothing. Nothing. I've told us many times in this place that when the Bible talks about nothing being impossible with God, that nothing actually means nothing. And the nothing is everything you can put into the nothing. Are you following me? Anything you can put into the nothing. Anything. Anything. A woman at 90 became pregnant. Anything you can put into the nothing. Are you following me? A woman that has never known a man became pregnant. Anything you can put into the nothing. Come on, are you following me, guys? Jesus walked on water. Anything you can put into the nothing. Moses stood before Red Sea, raised up his staff. Red Sea parted. Anything you can put into the nothing. That is the character of God. And because that is God's nature, it will be natural for you to work miracles. Are you following me? So we'll talk about how can you work miracles. First of all, think about the nature and the character of God. A God with whom nothing is impossible. A God with whom nothing is impossible. A God that will bring 5 loaves of bread and multiply it to feed 5,000 people. That is the God we are talking about. With him, nothing is impossible. With him, nothing is impossible. Have you seen a leper before? Have you seen a leper anywhere before? He met a leper. He cleansed the leper. With him, nothing is impossible. He meets a madman. He speaks a word. The madman is free. With him, nothing is impossible. Glory to God. In Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the God. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? You know, Luke said there is nothing impossible with him. In Jeremiah, he's actually saying, it's not just that it is not impossible. It is not even hard. Come on, are you following me this morning? No. It's not just that it's not impossible. You know, say, it's not, God can do all things. He can raise the dead. Now he's saying, it's not even hard for him to do. In other words, God does not need to deploy even 1% of his power to open a blind eye. Come on. Are you in church this morning? No. God does not need to release 5% of his power to divide Red Sea. He said, is anything actually too hard? So before you think that it's not impossible, just that it will be very tough, he's saying, is it even easy? Are you following me, church? God can easily remove cancer. He can easily raise the dead. He can easily multiply the money in your account. He can easily lift you up. Are you following me, guys? He can easily stop and divide the Red Sea. He can easily stop death. Yes, he can easily do that. Let's do that. Is anything too hard? So when you know the nature and character of God, working miracles become easy for you. The God I'm serving does not just have the power to do all things. He has the ease. He does it with ease. He does it with ease. Ah, Yakaba. I love the ease with which miracles happen. He does it with ease. Naaman came with a very powerful sickness. Leprosy. Elisha was eating. I'm just imagining. He was eating. Maybe he was just turning. What was he eating now?
Wow.
The guy was just eating eba. And he was just eating it. That man said, sir, there's a serious issue outside. What issue? Naaman. You know Naaman? He said, command. He came to see you, commander. He has leprosy. You know the man has been like that since he was born. And as Elijah was eating his abado, he just said, I tell him to go and bath. I'll go and bath in the... And Naaman got angry. If you don't want to pray for me, say you don't want to pray for me. If you don't want to bath, you should stay. I'm just eating. Such ease with the miraculous. And you are coming into that season of your working of miracles. So much ease. Is anything too hard? Is anything too hard? You see how Jesus does it. Sometimes he does it in a very casual way. He said, one, nothing is impossible with him. Two, it's not even hard. Hi. This is mission to me, especially this morning. It's not even hard. It's not even hard. To conduct surgery, it's not even hard for Jesus. Are you following me this morning? To open blind eyes, it's not even hard for Jesus. To cure you of madness, it's not even hard. You know, it's what Zoe last year. That second, remember Friday night? Someone had come here, say, I'm trusting the Lord. My brother is insane, he's mad, he's in chains as it was going on. And then I was praying. She didn't even tell me about this. But at the time, I just said, oh, if you are sick or whatever, come out. And I began to lay hands. And then I put hands on her. I said, it's done. Said she felt it strongly. So she ran outside and called her mom. Said, mom, untie him. Unchain him. Talk to him. He's fine now. And from then till now, a guy in chains is totally sane. This is a guy that a day before that day, before they put him in chains, he got so bad that he went around his house, gathered all the fabrics, cotton, everything in the house, and said it's on fire. It was that bad. And such is simple as it's done. Ah, and I want to say to somebody, it is done. I say it is done. Such is. Is anything too hard? Because this is the character of God. To do miracles with ease. Actually, you are the one that invented the word impossible. He invented the word impossible. Job 5 verse 9. Job 5 verse 9. The character of God. The nature of God. He said, which doeth great things and unsearchable and marvelous things without number. I say it's marvelous things without number. Go back to that verse 9. Put up another translation. Woo. Let's read together, everybody else. Are you ready? Do you have a voice? Read from where you are. Let's go. He does great things, too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. That's the nature of God. That's the nature of God. Put up another translation. Countless miracles. GNT said, we cannot understand the great things he does. To his miracles, there is no end. There is no end. There is no end. You see the kind of things he will do in Egypt. The way he did it. Moses will just drop his rod. It will turn to snake. He will pick it up. Very simple. No end to his miracles. Psalm 77 verse 14. So when you, the first basis I have for miracles and attempting great things with the Lord is simply because I know his nature, I know his character. He says, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. We serve a God that does wonders. And what do you call wonders? What do you call wonders? Anything. Put on a translation. What do you call wonders? NLT said, you are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. And we are in that season again. Where God is going to demonstrate his awesome power among the nations. He's a God that does great wonders. And he does it by my hands. You are the God who makes things happen. I like message you. Read message again. Everybody read it. You are the God who makes things. So who makes things happen? My God. Who makes things happen? Who causes things to happen? Who causes things to happen? Who changes situations? Once God enters, things begin to happen. He makes things happen. You know, there are some of us, we still share testimonies. Testimonies, you know, there are things that can happen. The things that are happening in this season, they will happen. And you will be afraid to share the testimony. Because people will doubt it. Are you following me? They will doubt it. And that time is here. I say that time is here. The God of great wonders. You heard that testimony last Sunday. Esther was testifying last Sunday. She had pile. Just, and one of the days one of the days that got me angry, she was in church. And then I looked at her, I didn't see her, I didn't see the sister. And they had gone home. When I asked after somebody, they said, that it became so severe in church. And they had to take her home. And anger. Hallelujah. And you would think, I love the miracle working power of God. And the ease with which he does them. And all I did was, I just chatted her up. Let me tell you the full story. Chatted her up, I said, call me. Let's end this sickness. And of course, she was sleeping by then, so she didn't see it. So the next day she catered me up. Say, Pastor, it is the devil that made me to sleep so that I will not see this chat. I say, the devil didn't make you do anything. Call me now. And you will think that, when Pastor Ran called, that is what you need to learn how the anointing on this on Thursday. Thursday. You need to learn how the anointing of God works through your pastor. You will not think that I called her and I said, in Jesus' name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Shammah, every principality, every power, No! She just called. I said, in the name of Jesus, I bring and thank you, Father, for your healing power. I arrest your sickness. In less than 45 seconds, the call was over. And that was it. He works wonders with ease. He works wonders with ease. My God makes things happen. He makes things happen. And because I know his nature, it's easy for me to work miracles. It's easy for me to believe for miracles. In this season, short legs are growing out. In this season, short legs are growing out. In this season, short limbs are growing out. In this season, blind eyes are popping open again by the power of God. In this season, skin infections are disappearing by the power of God. Our God makes things happen. You know, some of you, whether you are due for the promotion or not, the promotion is coming your way now in your workplace. Yeah. Our God makes things happen. 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 You know, when I was this day, the Lord began to speak to me about a certain cabaret patea. Someone in this place, yeah, kevatea, that is being owed. I'm not talking about you are being owed 1,000. I'm seeing millions. You are being owed in some millions. You see, in the name of Jesus, in the next 2 weeks, every force in heaven and on earth that will make you to be paid, that money enters your account in the name of Jesus. In the next two weeks. Our God works wonders with ease. That's what you need to learn, how the anointing of God works. And I used to tell people, if some people know what I am doing before I pick their call and pray for them, they will not believe the miracle. Sometimes we are eating. Sometimes I'm playing with my household. Sometimes I'm even playing game. And I'm playing game and, you know, someone is about to score goal. And then I pick, hello. Done. And you say, why do you do it so simply like that? That is how our God. Is anything too hard? You know, we've gotten it so wrong with the body of Christ. So, a skit online that should be arrested. That skit, both the doer and the actors, the producer, the director, they should arrest all of them and send them to foundation school. Hallelujah. A kid, a man of God, a believer was trying to bind the devil, and the devil now told him, you are binding me. Do you even know the Jesus you are calling? I started quoting Bible, and the brother knelt down. I said, all of them should be arrested. Every one of them, the actor, the actee, people that watched it, people that commented on the post, the producers, everybody should be arrested. Do you even know what you are talking about? So I'm trying to bind the devil, and he's quoting Bible for me. To hell with that devil. Let me say this to you. I don't need to be doctrinally sound to bind Satan. Power does not know context. You're not what I'm saying, no. Somebody can quote a wrong verse. The important thing, the guy is a believer. Are you getting the point? There are some scriptures we've used to pray, that people have used to pray. For instance, people want to pray for a barren woman. You say, in the name of Jesus, you deliver like the Hebrew women. You know the Hebrew women, that verse delivered like Hebrew women, It's not actually about safe delivery. How many of you know this? Go and read it again. The Hebrew women's story is even a lie. Please pay attention, because there are some people who are hearing it for the first time. Go and read the Bible after now. What happened was, Pharaoh asked the midwives of Egypt to kill every child that the Israelites give birth to. But the midwives of Egypt did not want to kill them. So they now lied to Pharaoh that these Hebrew women deliver very quickly. So before we want to kill them, they've gone with the child. I get what I'm talking about. So God is actually, he doesn't even need the Greek or Hebrew. It was actually a lie. They lied to Pharaoh. What am I saying? Yet, people have used that same verse out of context. And people carry their children. Because when the power of God is working, Satan can know all the verses. He cannot counter the power of God. I get what I'm talking about. I said, I need that kid to be arrested, bound, brought to PGTI. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The power of God. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard? The second reason, the second basis for our working of miracles, this will bless you, is the humanity of Jesus. Write it down, I'm going to explain it. The first one is the nature of God. The second one is the humanity of Jesus. The fact that Jesus walked on earth as fully human. You know that? I was just meditating over it yesterday, and that blessed me tremendously. You know, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Put up King James quickly. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, now look at what he said about Christ Jesus. Who being in the form of God. So Jesus was in the form of God, but he thought it's not robbery to be equal with God. Now verse 7, now watch this. But made himself of no reputation. Put up like NLT of this. Read with me, everybody. NLT. Are you ready? Now, read, everybody. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. So, how was Jesus on earth? Now, I would like you to understand this. Jesus did not walk this earth as God. Jesus walked this earth as man. Don't miss it. Say he's 100% 100% man. Well, I beg to differ. Jesus is God that became man. While on earth, he wasn't God. Please listen to me. Are you following me? Can you breastfeed God? Mary breastfed Jesus. Are you following me? He was not. This will release many of you to begin to see the power of God. You cannot breastfeed God. He took on the whole position and became a human being. Look at I'll show you this video. Look at Hebrews 4:15. I'll show that he was fully God. Fully man, rather. Hebrews 4:15.
For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Sing holy. Oh.
Let me hear you sing like somebody is singing. Come on. Yes.
Karabatako Dabajan. You are holy, you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Are you Lord God? Are you?
Yes, come on.
He said, for we have not a high priest
which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are. So he was tempted as we are. He said, what difference does he make? Listen, he was tempted. The Bible tells us in James 1 verse 13, let no man say, do you remember? When he's tempted, I am tempted of God. Why? Look at the scripture. For God cannot be tempted. Are you getting me? God, you cannot tempt God. Now, Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus was tempted. Bible said he was tempted in all points, like as we are. He's telling us the same kind of temptation you faced or you face now is the same kind that Jesus faced. What are the temptations you face now? Talk. What are the temptations now? Huh? Stealing. Yeah, thank you. Lying. What else? That's what you don't want to say. Which one don't you want to say? Huh? Immorality. Following man. He was in all points tempted, but he did not sin. So the fact that he was tempted is a proof to his humanity. Fully human. You can't tempt God. He didn't say God should not be tempted. God cannot be tempted. You can't tempt God. That's a considered character. You can't tempt him. In Hebrews 5, look at verse 7. Hebrews 5 verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh put up like NLT. Let's see this. Everybody please look at the screen. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. So Jesus was praying to be rescued from death. That cannot be God. Are you guys following me this morning? You see where I'm going to with all this. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence to God. Verse 8. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. Verse 9. From the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation. So actually, he learned obedience. He suffered. You can't make God suffer. But Jesus suffered. Let me show you another verse in Hebrew. Hebrew 2 verse 9. Jesus was man. Whoosh. What we do see is Jesus, who was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yet by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. So he died. God cannot die. But he died. Are you following me, someone? While on earth here, he came as man. Look at verse 10. He said, God for whom and through whom everything was made chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that he should make Jesus through his suffering a perfect leader. Now go to verse 14 of this verse. Because God's children are human beings. Now this is the finishing one. God's children are what? Made of flesh and blood. The Son also became flesh and blood. So what? Is Jesus flesh and blood? So what? Did Jesus have a genotype? Huh? Did he have a blood group? What was his genotype? let me tell you what it is. Whatever Mary's genotype was. For only as a human being could he die. So Jesus was a human being. And he died. And only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. So he died. See the next verse. Only in this way could he set we all who live their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Continue. We'll stop at 17. We also know that the Son did not come to help angels. He came to help send us to Abraham. We'll stop at 17. Watch this closely. Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us. Did you see that? Jesus was like you in every way. his brothers and sisters so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest. I get to the point.
You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all.
Yes.
For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy.
Who?
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Let's do a very simple song.
Since you are worthy of it all, sing. You. Shema no frate tola da bashatia de kodash.
For from you are all things, sing. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. See, you understand it.
See, you are worthy of it all. See, you are worthy of it all. See, you. For from you are. And to you are all things.
You deserve a glory.
One more time.
You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
Yes. Come on.
For from you are all things.
Yes.
And to you.
One last time.
Says you are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
Let me hear you sing like you know what I sing.
You are worthy of it
all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
We are coming to this. I'm going to worship with this one. He was man in every way. Let me show you one more proof that he was man. Acts 10:38. How God, you know, yesterday God was talking to me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. When I got to that point, the Holy Ghost said, stop. God anointed. So if God anointed, it means he was man. Because you can't anoint God. Are you following me? How did he anoint Jesus of Nazareth? With the Holy Ghost. So the anointing on Jesus was the Holy Ghost. So the same way you receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus received the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is power. With the Holy Ghost, and that is power. Are you following me this morning, church? Now, why are you saying all of this? That he was fully man. John 14 verse 12. He was fully man. He died. He was tempted. He lived as man. He was anointed. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do. Did you get it? The works I do, he shall do. Why did he say this? Because while he was on earth, he was as normal and ordinary as you. So if as a normal and ordinary human being, with no extra whatever, the only extra was the Holy Ghost that anointed him. If he could walk on water, as normal human being as he was, it should be normal for the believer to walk on water. If I didn't explain this to you and I began to show you, Jesus multiplied 5 loaves. He said, aha, Jesus, they shall that man get power. He is just like you. Made in every respect like you. Tempted like you. Susceptible to, you know, tempted by the devil like you. Attacked by demons like you. Weak like you. But he leveraged on the power of the Holy Ghost. And he could walk on water. He was normal. The way I spent a better part of yesterday morning meditating on the miracles of Jesus. One of them that really struck me most was Matthew 14 from verse 22. This walking on water thing. Now see, this will bless you. Watch. Straight away, Jesus commanded the disciples to get into a ship. So he told them to enter and to go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So he finished feeding 5,000 and there was crowd. He told them, see, you guys should enter first and be going. I'm sure they were like, Master, how will you come? He said, don't worry. Now, when he ascended multitudes away, he went up into a mountain. So they left. It's not like he left and he followed. They went and he went to pray. He prayed from that time to evening. And he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Thus with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now see what struck me. And in the fourth watch of the night. What time is fourth watch of the night? Put up another translation. What time is fourth watch of the night? Put up another translation. 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you following me? He left them. He was there till evening. He was still there. He was there till 11 p.m. He was still there. Around 3 a.m. I love Jesus. That ordinary human being. That man made like us in every way. They saw him walking on the sea. In the initial, I used to think that the only miracle here was that he walked on water. What the Lord said to me, he said, did you ever imagine how he caught up with them? People that left this afternoon. I get what I'm talking about. He told them, just go, I'm coming. They went, he went as they pray. As I pray, he threw some rest, rested, did whatever. At 3 a.m., he just came. How did he catch up with them? That ordinary human being. It's in this season. There will be such things as the Spirit carried me. I get what I'm saying. The Spirit carried me from this location. He was an ordinary human being. How did he catch up with them? He was just walking, marching on the sea. Marching on the sea. There is no reason why they should not think that he was a ghost. Even if not just that he was walking upon the waters. For the fact that they know where they left him. How did he get here by this time of the night? And that was the ordinary man, Jesus. And so when I look at the humanity of Jesus, when God began to show me yesterday, you know, I was studying the humanity of Jesus and I was convinced by the reasonable doubt that this man was fully man. The Lord said, okay, now go and study the miracles the man walked. If an ordinary man could walk this earth, an ordinary man. For from you are all things. You deserve to be. You are worthy of it all, Jesus. You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve. Lift your hands. Let's worship His awesomeness. Worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of.
Lift your two hands to heaven. He's so awesome in this place, this month.
From you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve. is at the glory.
Sing it like nobody else singing.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
Sing it like nobody else singing. Lift your hands. Lift your two hands to heaven. He's awesome in this place. He's awesome in this place.
Human being can step on the sea and he will not sink. Are you following me?
Another human being can. Philip said one day, the Bible said, and one day the Spirit took Philip. That's something that happened to Jesus. This month will be your month where you are going to dare to do bigger things with Jesus. Bigger, bigger miracles. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday too. They came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Now look at how much this man was possessed. Who had his dwelling among the tombs? And no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Even chains could not bind this man. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him. You see here. They will bind the man with chains. And that demon in him will tear the chains into pieces. That's why it should not be strange to you when you hear that Paul and Silas now entered the prison. And they put the chains on them. And the power of God came and the chains broke into pieces. Satan counterfeits God. These are things that God can do. Anyway, neither could any man tame him. Nobody could tame him. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. The devil is a wicked devil. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And cried the loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee? Jesus, thou son of the Most High, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. The very possessed man saw this ordinary human being and began to plead. And he said unto the man, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. That's how easy it is for us to cast out devils. The next time you want to stand before a sick person to pray, remember that there was a man that walked this earth called Jesus. He was as ordinary as you are. And demons could not stand his presence. Demons could not stand his presence. Demons could not stand his presence. He could not stand in the presence of lack. When he saw 5 loaves, there was lack. He multiplied it. He went to a wedding. There was lack of wine. He provided the wine. Wherever he saw lack, he expelled lack. You wonder why I pray against lack when I pray here? Because Jesus never saw lack and left it. He went away and that didn't concern him. Look at how ordinary it was for him. He said, just put water in that whatever. Carry and go and keep the man. The ordinary Jesus. I can preach a full message from this. The ordinary Jesus. The normal Jesus. The ordinary Jesus. A man made in every respect like us. So Jesus did not open blind eyes because he was God. He opened blind eyes as man. He did not raise the dead because he was God. He raised the dead as man. He didn't cast out devils as God. He casted out devils as man. Are you following me, church? He did it as man. And so if there are men in this building this morning, those men can do the same works that Jesus has done. He said, they that believe in me, the same works I do. That included walking on water, friend. That included walking on water. Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I read one of the things that happened to me that I thank God for. I decided not to doubt miracles. Even the ones I read. I'm not one of those people that when I see miracles analyzing, they happen. I decided not to doubt miracles. I read the story of a certain Moses Orimolade. Have you heard that name? A certain Moses Orimolade. The founder of C&S. Many years ago. How he could be found in one place and found in another place at the same time. 2 times. Same place at the same time. Sometimes 3 places at the same time. And people were arguing, is it possible? I told them, I said, that is not just possible. That is what I will do. And these days, how many of you have had a situation, not in your dream, in the physical, and you saw me there appear and intervene and go back? Let me see if that happened to you.
Put it on very well.
Yeah. Now, because, and I never went there. I'll be in my house. But I believe that one person can be one place and two places at the same time.
For from you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Yeah. I believed it.
You are worthy of it all.
You need to be. See this working power of God. It's working in you.
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things,
and to you
are all things.
I heard it, I believed it.
You deserve the glory.
So can a man walk on water? Yes. There'll be cases where accidents will happen. The car with some assault. A certain man will just come out from the car and sit somewhere. On hot, outside, sitting down. How did he come out? The power of God transported him out. A certain Jesus walked on water. A certain Jesus. Jesus was not even a special name. He was just a normal name people answer. Yeshua, Joshua. So he was just another human being. No wonder when they saw him, it was difficult to believe him because as far as they were concerned, is that not the son of the carpenter? He was too normal. Just as normal as you are now. He was tempted. As tempted as you are. He stayed in Mary's womb for 9 months. Like you stayed in your mother's womb for 9 months. He was breastfed by Mary. Like your mom breastfed you. He grew up. He played in the sand. He possibly packed sand. He grew up like every other normal human being. Mary even attempted to discipline him. When he met him at the temple, I said, don't you know that you kept us worried? He was ever that like ever that normal child. He grew up like you. But that man, Jesus. I didn't say that God, Jesus. That man, Jesus. That man, Jesus. Nothing was impossible for him. Nothing was impossible for him. And I can tell you, if nothing was impossible for him, nothing can be impossible for me. That man, Jesus. And I give you a third basis for our miracle, working of miracles, is the power that is at work in us. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, it tells us, unto him, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we, come talk back to me, all that we ask or think according to the power. So there is power that works in every believer. I've explained this to you many, many times. In Luke 24 verse 49, he told them, now pay attention, if you've not heard this, but bless you. He told them, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. What did he mean by that? To be endued means to be clothed. And I will stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Are you following me? So, where is this on high? You say, well, on high must be talking about heaven. No. Stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Where is on high? In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, I'd like you to see why the power of God endures you. In Ephesians 1 verse 19, he said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who do believe? According to the working of his mighty power, continue, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Continue, far above. So where is Jesus seated? Far above all principalities. So Jesus is seated on high. Amen. Amen. Where would they be endued with? Where would the power come from? Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from. So can we say, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power, clothed with power that comes from where Jesus is? Can we say that? Can we say that? Ephesians 2 verse 6. So where is Jesus seated? Still on high. Now, let's read together, everybody. And had raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places. So where is Jesus seated? In heavenly places. Where is the believer seated? So where Jesus is where the believer is. And that place is on high. Come on, come on. Are you following at all? So he said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power that is resident where Jesus is, which is where you are. So where will the power that will clothe them come from? It is where they are. Come on, are you following me this morning though? It's not like the power will come from heaven and down drop on them. That on high, which is where Jesus is seated, is where they are now. That is where the power will come from. Jesus puts it this way in John 14 verse 20. He said, at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and I am in you. So where is the believer? Come on, where is the believer? He's in Christ. Where is Christ? Where is the Father? Let's try it again. Where is the believer? Where is Christ? Where is the Father? Look at that verse. You shall know that I there is the believer. Karachi is Christ. Amen. And joy is the Father. So in that day, you shall know that I there is Karachi now. That Karachi is in joy. And I, the believer now, is in Karachi. And Karachi is in me. So all of us are in all of us. It's called oneness with the Father. It is from the place of that oneness. That is where we call on high. So tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high simply means stay until what is within you clothes you, comes upon you. What is within them? The power that worketh in you. The Holy Ghost. Are you following me, church? So stay until you now begin to experience it. So what does it mean to be clothed? It means to take from within and put it upon you. That take there is the word lambano, to receive. He said, you shall receive power. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. Lambano in the Greek. Let me tell you what lambano is. I've explained this many times. And I like doing it all the time. There are words used for receive in the Greek. There is a word called dekomai. It still means receive. There is a word called lambano. It still means receive. But see the difference. If I give you this handkerchief, collect. Now this is dekomai. He is receiving as I am giving. So the job is actually on me. I'm the giver. He just has to receive as I am giving. But when it comes to lambano, the job in lambano is not on the giver, it's on the receiver. So what it means is that the giver has given. It's just like I've dropped this handkerchief here. I dropped it a long time ago. I now say, you take it. So it is not me doing the giving. God has given. He has poured out his spirit once into you. Are you following me? So where you now want to heal the sick, you take from there. Where you now want to raise the dead, you take from there. Are we going to take from within this morning, church? Where you now want to speak in tongues, you take from there is being dropped. It's not like, oh, God is going to give us fresh fire from God. That fresh fire is still going to rise from inside of you. For right now, you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities. Are you following me, church? And so, why can we work miracles? Because there is already power in us. This whole power, fire from above, is in you. Power as of old is in you. Power that moves mountains is in you. You are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and power. So, where is the power to raise the dead coming from? Within. So, it's not like power is going to come from heaven. It's already there. If you know how much, if you know the wealth, if you know the wealth of God's presence, if you know the wealth of the anointing of the Holy Ghost inside of you. So, it's not like God is giving. God is not giving His power fresh. Joel 2 verse 28 happened once. He shall pour my spirit. The first part has happened. I shall pour my spirit. The part that is now happening is your sons and daughters shall prophesy. That prophesying vision part is now the job of the receiver to keep taking from what has been poured. Sound full of power. Say it again. Where is this power? The power is on high. Where is on high? Where Jesus is. Where is Jesus? Jesus is where I am. Are you following me, church? So where is this power? This power is resident in me. It's here. You see why I said, Akakota Kada. You see why I said, we want to anoint the land. We have finished building. We bought a land. We want to anoint it. We get anointing oil. We begin to pour. We anoint this land. I wish you knew that your presence there is the anointing. What is the meaning of the word Christ? Christ is Christos. It means the anointed one. That is the man you are carrying on your inside. And you are using oil to mess everywhere up. Once you step in there, the anointing is there. Hey, you will begin to walk miracles and see it. You need to know. You see what these unbelievers do. They get to a certain land. They don't want anybody to enter it. They don't stay there and start observing the land. They tie one red thing and keep there. You enter there, you collapse. You can buy a plot of land. Woo! And you keep something there. What you keep there, your words. I declare that nobody trespasses into this land to take it. Anything you want, if you trespass, you will freeze until I arrive. He said, does it happen? You want to try? I can tell you I've bought this land now. And I can mark this place to this place. And nobody can walk here. It's now my land. And from you are all things. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. That is how much that is resident in the believer. How much? And from you are all things. And to you are all. Whoosh. So where is power located? Where is power to arrest cancer located? So when we appear, we are not appearing to draw power from anywhere. When we come, the power has come. When we come, the power has gone. And it's so beautiful that even the sicknesses these days, they are so scared that even when we just drop a chart, they vanish.
Do you understand?
They are so scared and they've mastered who we are. That sometimes we don't need to talk again. We just type.
Let me read out this testimony for you. I'm going to paraphrase it because it has some things.
My sister, my elder sister, my direct elder sister, had a heart problem. I intentionally gave her prayer force, part one to end. You know, prayer force, the message, part one to the end. Where's this? Okay, when she just asked me for songs, she was now explaining to me yesterday evening that you are, that is me now, are so powerful that you must be a magician. I am not. At any time she wants to play songs, she will just hear the message you are about to listen to. Then she would delete it immediately. Until she deleted the last one. But that one was already playing even though she deleted it. So it had to finish before it could be fully deleted. According to her, she heard a voice that said that she should just gather patience and allow it to finish. But before the end of that message, found herself speaking in tongues and declaring words of faith. End point is that today she's fully whole. Now, that's a heart condition. Now listen, she told our second daughter, that one had an issue with her legs, her story through the phone. And she instantly got it listening to the story. According to her, she had goosebumps as she was narrating her message experience. So she was gisting her sister about the experience, and sister was having goosebumps when she was narrating, oh, this message blessed me. The power of God came upon her and she felt goosebumps and she was totally healed instantly. She heard the story. We are in the days of what we call wonders. There are miracles, but there are wonders. There are testimonies that will provoke other miracles. I'll say it again. Testimonies that will provoke other miracles. That as we begin to share, the power of God is going to surge through the crowd. Yeah. Whoosh. You know, God is beautiful. There is power at work. You need to see yourself. I'm talking about everybody, not just you. Everybody. There is power. I wish you know how much. The only problem is you're looking at yourself like those disciples looked at that brother. We saw somebody casting out devils in your name. So we stopped him. Why did we stop him? He was not wearing tie. She was on trousers. So we stopped him. She dyed her hair. That customer that dyed her hair green. Flowing the power of God. So we had to stop her. Jesus said, leave her. If she's not with us, then she's against us. If she's doing those things, then she's with us. This one is one of us. That's what Jesus was saying. I wish you knew how much of the deposits of the power and the hand of God that's upon your life. So friends, we serve a miracle working God with whom nothing is impossible and nothing is difficult. Then we have an example in Jesus who lived on earth as man, walked the earth as man. Then we have the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in us. There are skin diseases disappearing this moment. Every issue with the skin. Every issue with the skin. I heard that yesterday very clearly. Every issue with the skin. You had rashes. You had whatever. Boils. Anything on your skin. The hand of God is coming upon you right now. And it's going to clear. Not after this meeting, just right now. Just right now. Just right now. So miracles are the believer's normal. What is the normal thing you do? You work miracles. Do you watch superhero movies? Do you? What are those superheroes? You see? I don't know them, so you tell me. Okay, I don't know about a superhero, but there is one movie I saw some years ago. I don't know that it's called Fantastic Four. There was one of them that's very big. Huh? Yeah, he's very strong. What's his name? I don't know. You see how a car will want to come close. Easily, he pushes the car. You see, the believer is, you see, the believer's supernatural abilities are now natural to him. I don't get the point. They are now natural. The natural way you talk, the same way you can naturally talk, the same way that Superman or whatever can naturally just get into fire, save someone, do this. Because they say, he has super abilities. That is how you are now. You have super abilities. I wish you knew. I wish you knew. I wish you knew that this, your hands, as normal as they are, that no cancer can survive on these hands. I'm serious. You put your hands on cancer, it begins to dissolve. It begins to dissolve. Glory to God. They say the legs are swollen. You put your hand, you begin to feel it go down. They say, you can't walk. You put your leg, your hand, you begin to hear the bones cracking and coming together. Such power. Such ability. We are in a season. And God is about to move again. Not in this church, but there on the streets. Because there's going to be miracles. Now, I close quickly with just this I want to share with you. Why miracles? I'll just tell you four things. Why miracles? Number one is miracles aid the preaching of the gospel. You know, in Acts chapter 8 verse 5, he said Philip went down to the city of Samaria. What did he go to do? He preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles in him. So as the man was preaching, they were seeing the miracles. It captivated them. You see, one of the easiest ways to pass the gospel to man is to use miracles. Are you following me? Miracles. You meet a Muslim. You meet whatever. You say, Jesus does not exist. They say, well, we're going to try it. We'll try it. With this boil on your hand, I'm going to put my hand there. And if Jesus is alive, he's going to dissolve the boil. If Jesus is not alive, the boil will remain. Sir, what if it doesn't happen? I dare you this week to prove God wrong. Did you hear what I said? I dare you this week to prove God a liar. Will I accept my dare this week? Go and prove that God does not work. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain.
If you have said it, then you will be.
Ooh.
You are a trap, you
Shaddai.
You're not about to stop the waiting now.
Listen. You know, I believe in miracles. You know, one of the best, I'm talking about movies now. One of the movies that I watched in recent times that excited me a lot is God Calling. Because the movie did not spare anything to show that there is nothing our God cannot do. Ooh, there is nothing. And it's very easy to work miracles. That is nothing. No, one part I liked in the movie is when that man's leg grew out. And when the lady told the other guy, "You will not see another woman," he says about his film. The Bible said unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. In other words, anything that's ever crossed the mind of man, God can exceed it. So if that movie crossed man's mind, these things will make the preaching of the gospel easy. It will make them easy. It will make it easy. Another thing miracle does is that miracles prove to the unlearned that God's word works. It's the major way to prove to the unlearned. For the believer, the proof you need to have that God's word works is that he's living inside of you and all that. But some people don't have that proof yet. The only thing that can, some people are here that are doubting, do this is happen. The only thing that can prove to them that there is a God that cannot fail is when they begin to see miracles. I'll show you some scriptures. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17. Whoosh. I close winding down already. 1 Kings 17, 17. Elijah, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. Continue. So the guy died. And she said unto Elijah, "What have I done with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" And he said unto her, "Give me thy son. I believe in miracles. Give me thy son." And he took him out of her bosom, carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow which whom I sojourned by slaying her son?" And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again." And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." Now see where I'm going to. Verse 24. The woman said unto Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. When there are men that doubt the word, show them small wonders. By this I know." Elijah will move again in 1 Kings 18 after the conquest of Mount Carmel. Go to verse 38. Verses 18, 38. After the conquest of Mount Carmel, the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they all fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God." When there are such happenings, even the unlearned, there are miracles you cannot doubt. Are we ready this month? Because you are going to, we are, from now, it will be miracles as normal. Are you following me? Normal. He said, "My account is this. I've not been paid for the past 2 months. He said, "Go and sleep. By tomorrow morning, you'll be paid." Elijah said to the king, "By this time tomorrow." That season is here. "By this time tomorrow." such assurance. By this time tomorrow, by this time next year, glory to God. By this time tomorrow, what was a desire in your heart is now a reality in your hands. What was a desire in your heart is now a reality in your hands. By this time tomorrow, if you believe it, have it in the name of Jesus. It proves to everyone. Now there are things that the people in Egypt saw. And it was the magicians that told Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. I get the point. It was the magician that told Pharaoh, this one, he said, this one is God. This one is God. This one is God. What wires we need miracles? Miracles also helps the believer in times of need. Yet we are supernatural, but there are times we have needs. There are times we are sick. There are times business is not moving fine. There are times family is not moving well. There are times things are not moving as planned. This is where miracle come in. In 2 Kings chapter 6, they went to build a house. As they were cutting down the tree, the axe head fell inside water. And Elisha, such an ordinary man, when they told him, the man started shouting, sir, it was borrowed. I borrowed that axe. That's why you should not borrow anyway. That's why you stay away from borrowing. Because if it was his own, he would have said, sir, help me. But it was this way because he borrowed the axe head. And as he was shouting, it was borrowed. You thought Elisha would have just said to him, Sharabadadada, Koroba. Silence. Let me hear from God. Casually, he said, where did it fall? Where did it fall? Glory to God. Then they showed him where he fell. He cut down a stick and cast it there. The iron began to swim. The iron began to swim. When you have a need, the power of God can show up for your need. He can show up for your need. The iron began to swim. Lift your hands. Let's do this song. Holy you are holy. Sing. Let me hear you sing. Come on. For there is no one else like you. Sing. Like, know what I'm saying. Yes. Come on. Nanu na te yuda yada. Hey, he's a dad. Acts chapter 9 verse 36. Acts 9:36. Look at the screen. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. I'm saying the believer can be in need. And then the power of God can intervene. What happened to this woman? She died. What did Peter do? Peter came there and rose her back. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pastor Malakom.
Just lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you are. I want to hear you shout in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. I want to hear you shout in the Holy Ghost. There is a stirring within you. Just go ahead. There is a stirring within you. I want you to seize this opportunity. It's a golden opportunity for you to seize and stir up the power of God inside of you. Just go ahead, Malete Baba Shatla.
Just go ahead and pray. 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 Come on. Come on, 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 pray. Lift your voice. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Whoosh. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on. Whoosh. Stand your feet. Let's fill this place with tongues. Stand your feet. I like you to pray like you know what they are saying. Pray. Don't stop. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. There are miracles here. There are miracles here. There are miracles here. There are miracles here. Whoosh!
To you are all things, and you deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all.
Hey, mono la mate ya do ya da ya da da ba shania.
For from you are all
things. Yeah.
And to you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory.
Say, you are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all.
Let me hear you sing. You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
Say, from you are all things.
From you are all things.
And to you are all things.
And to you are all things.
You deserve, you deserve.
You deserve the glory.
Say, you are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy. You are worthy, you are worthy.
You are worthy of it all.
Say, from you are all things, Jesus.
For from you are all things.
You are all things.
And to you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the
one last time. Say, you are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
Say, from you are all things.
From you are all things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to you are all things.
Jesus.
You deserve it all.
Say, you are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
There is no one like you. You are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
From you are all things.
From you are all things.
And to you are all things.
And to you are all things.
You deserve.
You deserve the glory.
Yeah, you are worthy of it all, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Listen, I'm going to close you now, but you see, I have more things to say, but the season, lift this hand, say this hands of mine. Conduct the power of God. For instance, if you are here now and there is something that has been going wrong around you, especially around your health, you can put your hands on your body and begin to speak God's word. If there is a growth in any part of your body, you can put your hands down and ask it to go. If something has been going wrong around your finance, you can put your hand, lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, this is turned. If something has been going wrong around your studies, you can speak.
If something has been wrong in your family, you can speak and reverse things. That is why you are a believer. So I will give you 3 minutes to do something. Just talk. Whatsoever it is. Because the power is not from anywhere, it's from within. There's going to be an outbreak of answers here. Outbreak of answers. Say something. Just address your heart. Address your bones. Address your muscles. Address your every part of your body. Address the entire system. If there has been satanic wickedness anywhere around you, address it too. Because miracles will neutralize the influence of Satan over your life and over your city, over your environment, over your family. Chains are broken. Just pray. Chains are broken. The scheme of hell is neutralized. Answers are delivered. Oppression is coming to an end. Lack disappears. Long-standing desires becomes reality now. You have 1 more minute. Talk. See what the Lord has done. We will see what the Lord has done. 'Cause what we waited for has come to pass. We now see what the Lord has done. We see what the Lord has done. Can you see what the Lord has done? Aha. What he waited for has come to pass. We see what the Lord has done. If you're trusting God for anything, any need, put your hands to heaven. Father, the angels that walk with me, I deploy them now to attend to every need here now. In the name of Jesus, arrest sicknesses, arrest manipulations, arrest lack, arrest challenges,
in the name of Jesus. In the next 7 days, answers have been given. In the next 7 days, answers have been received. In the next 7 days, needs have been met. In the next 7 days, testimonies are here now. In the name of Jesus, I arrest every infirmity in this place. Everything that has used to haunt you and to taunt you for long now, it will haunt you no more now. It will haunt you no more now. It will haunt you no more now. In the name of Jesus. Rejoice, it is done. 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 Hallelujah. Specifically, this week, there will be countless testimonies of miraculous supply of finance. Specifically this week. And most of other things that will happen, this will be very prominent this week. Finances will be delivered. Funds will be given. Funds will be given. Lost funds shall be recovered. Lost funds shall be recovered. Lost funds shall be recovered. Debt shall be cleared. Debt shall be cleared. In the name of Jesus. By the anointing. Specifically. By the anointing. By the anointing. By the anointing. What the enemy planned for evil is now a thing of joy. Is now a thing of joy. What the enemy planned for evil. It's now a thing of joy. What the enemy planned for evil is now a thing of joy. God has turned it. 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 He has turned it. The Lord has caused me to laugh. He 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 has caused me to laugh. Glory to God. Yeah. You walked in here. When you came in here, it was an expectation. But now it's no more an expectation. It's now your reality. It's now your reality. It's now your reality. If you walked in here sick, with any kind of sickness, check yourself now. That sickness has gone. Any kind of sickness. Do anything you couldn't do with your body before. I don't need to pray again. If you couldn't read with your eyes, check now. You can read with those eyes perfectly well. If you couldn't squat, check now. You can squat. If there was a pain in any part of your body, check now. The pain has gone. If you couldn't hear me well, check. You can hear me well now. You had fever before now. Check. The fever has gone. You had a pain anywhere in your body. Check now. It has gone. There's a pain in the stomach. Check now. That pain has gone. You can bend now. Yeah, that pain around your waist region. The Lord has removed it now. Do you have a testimony? If you are here, you walked in here sick, and you checked yourself, you cannot find the sickness again. Wave your hands. Let me see you. Yeah, look at that. Wave it. Look at that. You are sure you cannot find it again? You cannot find it again. Give him a big shout, somebody. Give him a big shout, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, someone found it difficult to bend. There was a pain at the waist region, but now you can bend. It's a lady. Where is she? Where is she? You couldn't bend before. Where is she? Where is your hand if you're like that? Find it difficult to bend? But now you can bend. Wave your hands. Wave your hands. Wave your hands. Check if you couldn't bend. Check now you can bend. Oh, check if you can bend. Play this song for me.
There is glory, mighty walking power.
If you couldn't bend, check yourself. You can bend now. There's a pen around your waist region now. Check it now. It has gone. Say, there is glory. Hold your hands if you're like that. Let me see you. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes.
And walk in me in the
glory. Say, there is glory.
There is glory. Mighty walking power.
Hey.
Hard work in me.
Say, there is glory.
There is glory. Mighty walking power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hard work in me. In the Holy Ghost.
Raise your hands. Say, my hands.
My hands. They hear.
Yes, yes, yes.
My ears.
My ears, they hear. My eyes, they see.
The Holy Ghost.
Say, my hands, they hear.
My hands, they hear.
My ears, they hear.
My ears, they hear.
My eyes,
my eyes,
my eyes,
they see in the Holy Ghost.
Say, my hands, they hear.
My hands, they hear.
My ears,
they hear.
My eyes, they see.
They see in the Holy Ghost.
Say in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
Say in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
I heal in the Holy Ghost.
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 In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost.
Can you laugh in the Holy Ghost? Laugh in the Holy Ghost. We laugh in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost.
I heal in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
I heal in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
I heal the sick in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy
Ghost. Hey!
In the Holy Ghost.
I hear in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
I hear the Lord in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
Ay, 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 ay.
In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Woo!
Ha ha. You just received your healing. Let me see your hands if you received your healing in this meeting. But you are sure, not you believe. You've received your, you've checked yourself and you received your healing. Let me see your hand. Baby, I'm hearing it again in my spirit. What the enemy planned for evil, God has turned it for good. I heard it again just now. I don't know what that means for you or for us as a church, but what the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it for good. Hey!
You take what the enemy meant for evil.
Yes.
You turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Say
what the enemy meant. You take what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it
for good.
Say you turn it.
You turn it for good.
Say you take what the enemy meant for evil.
You take what the enemy.
You turn it
for good.
Say you turn it
for good.
Hallelujah. This week, a lot more will happen. But most importantly, you will now begin to pray for the sick. You will now begin to do miracles by your own hands. Yeah. You will now begin to do it by your own hands. Stretch that hand. You see those hands? They are no more ordinary. You see that tongue? It is no more ordinary. If you doubt me,
Try it this week. Put it on a sick person. Command the sickness to go. That sickness cannot stand. If you doubt me, if you enter your shop on Tuesday, command the goods to sell. See if they will remain. If you doubt me, before you get into that interview, say what you want to be asked. And they will ask you that thing exactly. If you doubt me, talk to that person that has been turning you down for long. That proposal that you've been waiting for, they've been turning you down. Go back to the person. By that your mouth now, as you begin to talk, there will be such a convincing presence, such a captivating presence that will envelop those people. Yeah. Yeah. Whoosh. There will be such a, like, should be, see, your hands are no more the same. Check it back over. Your hands are no more the same. Your tongue can now speak things and they happen. Don't believe me because I said it. Go and try it. Wherever you see impossibility, engage your tongue. This week will shock you. Wonders are here. Wonders are here. Miracles uncountable. Miracles uncountable. You will be supernaturally delivered. Some of you will miss danger. You will miss danger by 2 minutes, by 1 minute. Oh, it would have happened this way, but God took it and turned it for good. I believe God. Glory to God. Give Him praise. From the rising of the sun. Give Him praise. Just lift your hands. Let's close. Come on.
May your name alone be praised.
Jesus.
Great Jehovah. Great
I am. From the rising. To the setting of the sun.
To the setting of the sun.
Yeah.
May your name alone be great.
Great Jehovah.
Great Jehovah. Great
in mercy.
Great in mercy.
Oh, your goodness.
Oh, your goodness we are seeing. Great Jehovah, great I am. My great Jehovah, great I am.
Thank you, Father, for being a miracle worker. Thank you for the service. Were you blessed today? Glory to God.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.